Havana, good morning, Casey. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show on a Tuesday. A very special Tuesday, by the way.
Today is Giving Tuesday. We had Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. We had Cyber Monday. And so today is a day where they encourage you to step away from all of the consumer stuff and think about how you can give back specifically to your community. It could be a national charity, but if there's something you can really do to help out your city, that's kind of what today's about.
Yeah, and here at the radio station, we're doing a PJ drive for Miss Hathaway's fourth grade class at Whittier Elementary. That's in Kansas City, and I'm pretty sure that school could use anything they could get because some of those families are going to have little to no heat during the winter, so anything we could do for them would be great.
I love that this is a positive thing. Let's go to the phones real quick. We've got Melanie standing by. Good morning, Melanie. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead. You're on the radio.
Yes, I just wanted to talk about an organization in Johnson County that I don't think very many people know about.
Please tell us.
Johnson County Interfaith Hospitality Network, and it's for those that are situationally homeless. So my family and I were homeless for a while, and we ended up in this program, and it's run by almost all volunteers and donations.
That's great.
And now we're in our own house, and it's thanks to them.
All right. How can they get a hold of them? What's your organization called again?
Johnson County Interfaith Hospitality Network.
Thank you so much for sharing that. We'll spread the word.
And we know that we're going to be getting a lot of people giving out numbers and websites. This will be up on mix93.com. You can go to the podcast if you hear something you want to be a part of and you miss it. I want to give a shout out to our friend Billy that told us all about Steps of Faith.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
StepsOfFaithFoundation.org, where they reconnect amputees. They help them by relieving the financial burden of prosthetic care. Rocket, I got a couple Facebook messages. Tara raises money for March of Dimes because her son was a 9-week premature, 3 pounds, 4 ounces. And she says March of Dimes saved her life. And then also we have Stacy, who's a volunteer coach for a special needs cheerleading team in Liberty. And they do fundraising so that their special needs families can enjoy this gym, but they don't have to like pay fees or anything like that and worry about competition or costumes or anything. I said costumes, uniforms.
So we want to hear from you at 816-576-7093 or #93. It's us giving you the airway so we can help as many people out.
That's right. Hashtag Giving Tuesday. Let's go to Miranda.
Oh, we lost
Miranda. Did we lose Miranda?
Yep.
All right, Tara's lining up the calls.
And like you said, you know, you'll put this up on the web. This is something I think we all need to take serious. Like, I always just don't want to talk about giving money away, but there's always ways to help, even if it's just like the guy ringing the bell.
Yeah, it could be volunteering. Salvation Army, yes. It's that time of year. We love our friends at AIDS Walk Kansas City. There's so many great charities here in Kansas City. And you can send me Facebook messages on the Rocket and Teresa Facebook page. And again, this will all be up at mix93.com can give us... So if you miss it, you can like go to the podcast. You can hear it all. Let's go to, am I pronouncing it right? Is it Michaelin?
It is.
That's pretty.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I wanted to let everybody know about this wonderful local organization that is fairly new. I think this is their third year. It's called Camp Kesem. And that is a local organization that is just, it's a new chapter. It's a national organization, I'm sorry, that works with kids who have parents, immediate family members that are dealing with cancer. And what they do is they raise the funds themselves. These wonderful college students raise the funds to send kids to camp for a week so that parents like myself can have our kids have a wonderful experience without having to worry about what cancer is, how it affects them, but know that they're not alone.
All right, what's the website?
If you go to Kesem, I believe it's KESEM.org/donate, everything helps.
It sure
roughly $1,000 will send a kid to camp. We'll provide all the reunions for them and materials for when there's hard times in the family and the families need additional support.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for sharing right. that. Let's go. To Amber.
Hi, Amber.
Talking about Giving Tuesday.
Hi.
Go ahead, Amber.
Hi, it's Amber.
Hi.
Did you want to talk about Giving Tuesday?
Yes, I'm calling for Safe Home. We're one of the only domestic violence agency in Johnson County. And we serve women, children, men. And this Christmas, we're having like a small program that helps provide gifts for children. And we often get a lot of gifts for children because people love to provide that opportunity, but we're also trying to provide gifts for the moms and the dads and the caregivers so that the kids can give them back something, because very rarely can those kids, like, buy a gift for their parent and take care of them kind of more in a proper way.
All right, what's your website? What's your website or phone number so we can help you?
It's safehome-ks.org, or they can call our hotline at 913-262-2868.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Squeeze
you.
In one more.
Let's go to Susanna.
Hi, Susanna.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How can we help?
I am calling to advocate for fundraising for the Coalition for Responsible Home Education. It is an advocacy group that was started by homeschool alumni who are interested in seeing more regulation of homeschooling in the, well, in the whole country. And if you would like to donate to that cause, the website is responsiblehomeschooling.org.
One more time.
What was it?
One more time. Give out the address again.
responsiblehomeschooling.org.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
And remember, if you heard anything this morning you're interested in, you can get all of it at mix93.com. Just click on Rocket and Teresa Audio and you can hear our podcast.
UK. All the hit music.
All the hits.
This is my station.
Mix 93.3.